Okie doke. It is Saturday, about 11 a.m., January the 27th, 2024. It's about time for us to sit down and do another place-by-place fishing report, since it's been 2 weeks. What's up with that, Robert?
Weather, bodies, getting sick, all the above.
Laziness.
Yeah. That too, if you want to call it that.
I mean, come on. We did one on the 30th, and then we skipped a week, and did one on the 13th, and then we skip a week, and do one on the 27th. What's going on here? Not really giving people their money's worth.
Okay. Ready to start?
This is the one we don't charge for, so.
Yeah.
I feel like they're getting their money's worth. Yeah, I'm ready to start. Where do you want to begin?
Probably the Peace River where we usually do.
Okie dokie. Then let's start it there.
Unless you want to go counterclockwise.
Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. Well, even if we went counterclockwise, we'd still start there.
You sure?
You'd still have the same starting point. You'd just go in the other direction.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okie doke. What you know? What you got?
Oh, they're getting some small snook up in the Peace River and some very small undersized redfish. Shell Creek seems to be the busier area. But, you know, this is our first week where the weather broke a little bit, so it's been very, very, very crappy weather. Lots of rain, lots of fresh water. River was at 9 feet last Saturday. I'm assuming it's probably dropped down to probably about 6 feet, but...
Something like that.
It's still a lot of fresh water for end of January.
And with having that much fresh water up the river, is it still a shrimp bite, or are they eating something else?
Shrimp and paddle tails. Those seem to be the primary things going on everywhere right now. Water temperature is pretty chilly, but the fresh water is kind of making it a little wonky up there. But shrimp are definitely still the best bait going on as far as natural bait goes.
Okay, sliding down to the I-75 Bridges Dars Park boat ramp area.
Got no reports there.
All right, the 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park.
A couple of small trout. A couple of small redfish along with one legal one that I heard of. Some guy was just in here just now talking up front before I walked in here that he caught a pompano down there, which is an unusual catch, not unheard of, but definitely unusual. A couple of small bull sharks. And other than that, it's been super quiet just because, like I said, the weather finally just broke. So the snook activity's been really non-existent down there. Because nobody wants to fish at night in the cold.
Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, I always take those pompano reports from that area with a grain of salt because they just might be jacks.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of people seem to...
Confuse the two.
Misidentify. One of those is the other one.
Yeah.
And, of course, who wants to catch a jack, so... Got to be a pompano, right?
I like catching jacks.
Me too. The Lashley Pier, which is still closed, but the seawall, which is not.
Nothing. Got no reports over there.
Okay. Bayshore Pier.
No reports.
Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
A couple of small snook, some mangrove snapper, and there was a couple of trout there this past week caught off of there. They were small, but they were caught. But just a little quiet. Everything on this end of the harbor has been a little quiet overall.
Okay, the Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
A lot of small snook, mangrove snapper, a fair amount of sand bream, and a few baby bull sharks.
Makes sense that the sand bream would be chewing again with all this fresh water coming down.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are catching them off their docks. And the full moon is making it even funkier with some of the seriously low tides. Especially in the canals. I had 8 feet of mud, 9 feet of mud. I think my dock's 11 feet out from the seawall to the end of the dock. And one day last week it was literally right out to the inside of the piling.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which has prevented a lot of people from getting out on some days.
Oh, yeah. Their boat's stuck up on the lift because there's just dry dirt underneath it.
Yep.
Or wet dirt underneath it, I should say.
Wet enough that you don't want to walk in it.
Right.
Dry enough that you don't want to boat in it.
Right.
The Elgin Bean Pier.
A few trout, legal size and undersize. A lot of mangrove snapper, mostly small. Been a few reports of some black drum and a couple of very small sheep's head. The sheep's head just never have moved up in there in any good numbers, so it's just one here, one there kind of thing. Sorry about the cough, but it's going to happen throughout this whole thing.
Hey, I'm
trying
I'm
to fight this cold.
I'm doing a much better job limiting mine. So.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to let one fly.
Thanks for sharing it.
You are welcome, sir.
I appreciate that.
And it is not a cold, it's the flu.
Okay, if you call it that.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8. Listen, when it's giving me chills and cold sweats, that's not a cold.
Okay.
When it's giving me shooting muscle pains, that's not a cold, dude.
Okay. Well, I don't have any of that.
No. Well, the funny thing is, neither does Diane. So.
Then I've got the cold.
Well, how does my flu turn into your cold if you're blaming me for it?
Because you were the one that was closest to me that was sick.
Yeah, but the flu is the flu, and a cold is a cold. They're not the same thing.
Okay, Dr. Galakowicz.
you can't get a miniature version of my flu and turn it into a cold. That's not how this works.
Okay. I got no reports for the Myakka.
Well, why didn't you just say so instead of leaving us hang? South Gulf Cove canals.
Some tilapia, a couple of snook. One guy did catch several redfish over by the locks, fishing the mangroves there, using shrimp.
On the inside?
Yeah. He was using shrimp, and then he also caught one on a spoon. And two of those fish, if I remember right, said they were about legal size, pretty close, but more questionable on the small end.
Gotcha. We'll call that slightly runty.
Yes.
Slightly runty redfish. Okay. The west wall.
A lot of little redfish. Especially at the mouths of the creeks. There's been such low water over there that if you can find some water, it's kind of like fishing in a barrel. So they're stacked up in them. And then just a handful of small snook. The guy did skip a couple pompano down there when he was running, but never did hook any. But it is nice to hear about them once in a while so people can be on the lookout for them.
How far down the bar?
He didn't specify. He just said he's running down on the inside of the bar.
Okay. Skipped but not caught. The Cape Hayes bar.
Couple of bonnet heads and some small trout. Butt flipper's been so bad there, most of the guys are just avoiding it like the plague if they can. One of these days, flipper will learn to leave there, maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's pretty much a permanent resident there. Feeding opportunities at its finest.
Mm-hmm. Turtle and bull bays.
Turtle Bay's got a lot of trout in it. One of my regulars, him and his buddy, were in there, and they caught 60 trout in about 4 or 5 hours, throwing pretty much just the shad tails, the marsh minnow by mirror lure, on a quarter-ounce jig head, just bouncing along the bottom. They're just on the inside of the bar on the main entrance.
Mm-hmm.
They caught a bunch of those. Several of them were legal size. Most of them were small. But they did catch one big bonita. A bonita.
As in a little toonie?
Yep.
As in a false albacore?
Yep.
As in inside Turtle Bay?
Yes.
Did they ask it what it was doing inside Turtle Bay?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't BS me because he's got my cell phone number, which tells you something.
Right. Still, that would have been my first question of the fish.
Right.
How did you get here?
Exactly. Nope, that's just what happened.
That is one confused bonita.
It is.
I am not putting him in the report because he is the only one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do not go there and expect to catch another one.
No.
Ever.
There has been a few bonnethead sharks up in there. They're also catching a few redfish and a few snook, but not gangbusters by any stretch. This weather's been so wonky, it's been making it tough. I had one gentleman get into a little school of redfish. He said they're all right in that 15 to 19 inch range. Caught them all on shrimp in a little pothole. And then he said he caught a couple other ones along the bushes, but they were all small.
Well, that's not hugely surprising.
No. But. No.
Capes and Danger Reefs.
Got nothing.
No reports for Capes Reef nor Danger Reef. Brings us to Gasparilla
Sound. Probably where that bonita was at.
Probably.
Got lost. Turned left instead of right.
He's confused enough to be there.
Right.
Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, that's the main area where things are going pretty good. A lot of trout of legal size over by Three Sisters and over by Sandfly. Whole lot of smaller fish mixed in with the ones over on Sandfly. Puffer fish are just wreaking havoc on all of your baits. Doesn't matter if you're throwing shrimp or paddle tails. They're just beating them up. There's some sheep's head around the mangroves and a couple of those oyster bars and the clam lease. And then a lot of little redfish and only a handful of snook.
Nice.
Gosh. Sorry. Sorry about the coughing. Doing the best I can.
You should stop.
I know. Trying to do the best
I
can.
I'm sure you'll stop in a few days.
Oh, I'm sure.
Until then. Eh. So, a few redfish, but not too many snook.
Nope. If they're getting any, they're just mainly seeing them. It's just like my buddy texted me pictures of a bunch of snook and sheep's head and mangrove snapper underneath some docks over there in Boca Grande while he was working on a house there. So, there's fish around. They're just cooperating. Eh, questionable.
Okay. Brings us to Placida, the pier, the trestle, Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass itself.
A few little tiny snook during the daytime, some sheep's head, mangrove snapper, a couple of pompano were caught there, and they've been getting an assortment of sharks. A couple of sandbars, Atlantic sharpnose, and very big Atlantic sharpnose at that. And then the, and actually it's, if that kid comes in this evening with the long hair that comes in all the time, him and his buddy, he's one of the ones with the big sharp nose.
Okay. Black nose.
Gosh.
Yep.
That's hurting.
Yep. Big black nose, I thought you said.
Black nose, I'm sorry, you're right.
It's all
right. But yeah,
not
black nose. So when he comes in, you'll have to ask him to see the picture so you can positively ID it, but I'm 99% sure that's what it is.
It probably is.
It's just surprising how big it is. To see a 4-foot black nose is pretty impressive.
Yes, very. And I'm sure it fought like a 6-foot bull.
I'm sure.
Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
A lot of trout. I've had some good fishing reports from the Inglewood Fishing Club with all the trout they've been getting up in there, along with a few sheep's head. But other than that, that's about it. He sent me a report this morning. Well, I saw it this morning, but I didn't read it.
Okay.
Which I should have, but I just neglected it.
Very neglectful of you.
I know.
The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
A couple of sheep's head, one bonnet head shark, and some small mangrove snapper. A lot of guys trying for sheep's head there, but most of those guys are not exactly proficient.
No?
Mm-mm.
So they're down there feeding the sheep's head for somebody.
Yeah.
It might as well be you.
Yeah.
Assuming you know how to hook them.
Yeah. But I'm not a great sheep's head fisherman either.
Well, I wasn't specifically meaning you. I meant you to that listener who knows that they know what they're doing when it comes to sheep's head.
Right.
That's who I was reaching out to. The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks. We did have a little bit of a chance to get out there.
Yeah, I've got nothing. Just because the weather just finally broke and a lot of guys are going today and tomorrow. But I really got nothing.
So nobody is back yet to report?
No. One guy tried going out the other day when he said it, when they said it was going to be calm. He made it to the power poles and turned right back around.
Yep. So. And I'm sure regretted going out that far.
Yeah.
The Venice jetties and pier.
Some pompano. Sheep's head. A few whiting. And then a couple of land-based shark fishermen have been catching some sharks. Sandbars. One tiger shark. That's about it that I've heard of. But it is surprising how many whiting I've been hearing about over the last month from some of the beach fishermen, which is always good. It's nice to hear that finally after several years of not getting squat for reports on them.
Right. Okay. Captiva Pass? Anything?
Got nothing.
How about Boca Grande Pass?
Gosh. Mangrove snapper. Some sheep's head. Long
these
the,
mangroves are out at around 30 feet? Or
yeah,
they?
30 to 40 feet. The sheep's head are right up against the shoreline and around the oil dock and the phosphate dock. There has been several baby gag grouper and baby red grouper being caught too while snapper fishing.
That's typical.
Yeah.
Definitely. And when we say babies, you mean tiny babies.
Tiny babies, like 10, 12 inches.
Yeah.
Stuff you expect to hear about there. Everyone wants to know why you can't catch legal grouper in Boca Grande Pass. It's like, because it's right there and you can kayak to it or cast to it from shore.
Right.
If a legal one moves in there and it's during season, it's gone.
Well, and the thing is, we could. Yeah, you just have to get rid of everybody. And be the only one who ever goes out there and fishes in
right.
Boca Grande Pass. And then, yeah, I mean, no problem.
Yep.
Walking the Gulf beaches from Sanibel to Venice. Anywhere in the sand.
Well, the closer you get to the passes, the better it has been. But whiting, pompano, no, a few pompano, not a lot. A lot less than there should be for this time of year with the water temperature as it is. But sheep's head, pompano, whiting, one flounder. That's about it.
One flounder.
Mm-hmm.
He does not make the report.
Nope.
And then, of course, we've had those reports of some bigger sharks being caught from the beaches.
Yeah. Yeah, the land-based guys seem to be doing good. Even a couple of them have gotten some TV time.
Great.
Yep.
Publicity.
Yeah. Yeah, one was on the news the other day with this tiger shark that he caught down there off of Fort Myers Beach.
Okay. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay area.
Just a lot of sheep's head and some trout. The trout have been mostly small, but I had one guy caught a 21-incher. And then they also caught several that were in the slot size. And they caught all of theirs on shrimp.
Okay.
Goodness.
Brings us to the north end of Pine Island Sound. Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo and Patricio.
Gosh. Killing me, Smalls.
You do sound like you're dying.
I do.
You don't look like you're dying, but you sound it.
Oh, I know. But that dry cough, it's just a dry tickle that's just brutal.
Mm-hmm. But think about the chest workout you're getting, though.
Oh, yeah.
You feel that in your ribs?
Mm-hmm.
That, all those muscles that hardly ever get a chance to work.
That's just what I want. It's perfect.
You going to tell me about Pine Island Sound or what?
A lot of trout. Mostly small, but a lot of trout. Goodness.
Alright, that brings us to Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
I got nothing.
Alright, Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Trout, a few ladyfish, a couple of legal redfish up underneath the mangroves, and that's it.
And what'd they catch those slot reds on?
All shrimp. One guy, that's all he throws. He doesn't like throwing artificials that much, especially after feeding puffers for the first 2 years he was here.
I see.
He'd rather just use shrimp.
The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
A lot of little rat reds. A couple of small snook. And that is it.
No trouts?
Mm-mm. I didn't hear of any. Usually they're inside and around Pirate Harbor, but they never got any reports.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on for a few more minutes, Robert, then you can die. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Alligator Creek, some mangrove snapper, some redfish, mostly all shorts, and a few jacks. And that is it.
And that was all in Alligator Creek?
Yep. Nothing else in the immediate area.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Some small mangrove snapper. One black drum. One small snook. And then a guy did catch about a 5-foot sandbar shark.
That's unexpected.
He was actually targeting sharks. He was standing off to the side beach and just waiting out and throwing his bait out and sitting and waiting. He said he's caught cobia over the years that way, but got that sandbar instead.
Gotcha. And just a reminder for those of you who might want to go out there and do a little bit of sandbar shark fishing, remember, sandbars are prohibited sharks, which means that you cannot harvest that fish, and you have to leave it all in the water. All of it. Gills, tail, all of it.
Right.
So, don't blame me if you don't like the law. Just telling you what it is.
Right.
The PGI Canals, Punta Gorda, Barge Canal, Nature Park, and associated areas.
Small snook.
In the canals?
Yeah. People seeing some small tarpon. Not hooking any. And a lot of mangrove snapper. A few black drum being seen. Not hearing of too many people catching them.
Okay. Gilchrist Pier.
Got nothing.
Big fat nothing. Alligator Creek Reef.
Some small sheep's head. And an occasional mangrove snapper.
Small as in keeping sheep's head or too little?
The way I was told, they were too little.
Okay. Still, catching sheep's head out there at all is a positive right now.
Right.
That's much better than the reports we've been getting.
Yes.
So, if there are sheep's head at all, that's a good thing.
Right.
Alligator Creek. The 20-foot holes.
Got nothing.
Wouldn't expect it. Baitfish reports.
Nothing.
Didn't expect it. The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, and lakes.
Any of your culverts or spill dams have been producing some crappie, some panfish. Bass are all being caught on shiners mostly. Doesn't seem to be like one canal better than another. It's just the spill dams and the moving culvert pipes. Been in the best areas.
You talk to anybody who's using little bluegills or red ears for bass bait?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I think that'd be the direction I'd be leaning right now. Shiners are great and all, but we're in that season where a lot of your girls are trying to fatten up.
Yeah. No, that's true. But nope.
Okay.
For most of the guys, it's easier just to buy the shiners.
Yeah, I get that. And the last thing that we have on the list would be the tarpon reports, but it's the middle of January, so I don't think we're going to do much with that.
No. Belize.
Belize. All right. Is there anything that you would care to add to this report, sir?
Nope. Just sorry for the coughing.
Well, hey, I think it's amazing that you were able to get through the whole thing anyway, so... You know, anybody who doesn't like the coughing can just lump it,
as they say. Or just turn the radio off and just read it.
Well, now that we're at the end of the report, yeah. Yep. It's good advice for them. Any final words of wisdom, sir?
Nope.
All right, well then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.